The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley, and welcome to a night of high school basketball. We have three games on Fox Sports Radio. We'll start with a boys and girls doubleheader, TC Everest against Walsall West, and it's a loud night at the Walsall West Fieldhouse. The girls game, which is first up, which is going to tip in about 3 minutes, is actually the more intriguing of the two games tonight. Both of these teams are undefeated in Valley Conference play. The winner will have sole possession of first place. The Evergreens are 4-0 in league play. Walsall West is 3-0. One of the things that Coach Matt Bullis from the DC Everest girls team has said to his unit is that no matter who wins today, the conference championship is not going to be decided. These teams meet once more. The team that wins tonight has the inside track. We will continue with a preview of today's game coming up in just a moment. One of the key players in this is Walsall West Jasmine Sams. She is the leading scorer in the Valley Conference. She's a junior, and she's usually good for 20 points a night. So one of the challenges for DC Everest is can they control her, and can they keep other teammates from picking up the slack if Jasmine Sams' offense is limited tonight. Now the crowd is rising to its feet as the Walsall West Pep Band presents our national anthem. The Walsall West Pep Band, they're a fun unit. You're going to hear them a lot during our broadcast because they're set up just about 20 feet away from my broadcast location. Girls and boys basketball, DC Everest and Walsall West. Girls first, and we'll be back with the start of our game in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Walsall West Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley, where two undefeated conference teams are about to square off. You know, the last time these Everest girls played was a week ago. They were 52-38 winners over Merrill. And Merrill has one of the elite players, too. The Evergreens did a really good job shutting down Renee Slotik. Enjoying that defensive assignment was Michaela Poggle. Let's see if Poggle matches up against Diane Sams, the best player in the conference. Walsall West Warriors in their home white, trimmed in yellow and royal blue. DC Everest girls in their road green, trimmed in white and yellow. A lot of Evergreens fans have made the trip down here. We've got a good Walsall West crowd as well. This is going to be a fun environment tonight. One of the issues that Walsall West will have to deal with is the height of Taylor Hodell at 6'4". There is no one who matches up with her, and she's had big games where she's had a height advantage. Gathering at center court, Taylor Hodell and Katrina Kalar. Balls in the air. Let's light this candle, and the Evergreens control the opening tap. Evergreens tap it right back to Mackenzie Matthews, and Matthews gives it over to Molly Tice. Working in the corner now, and the Evergreens work around looking for Taylor Hodell. It's a bad pass, stolen by Jasmine Sam. She's running in transition, dribbles off her leg, recovers, bank shot, no good. Ball's loose. Evergreens get the rebound. Mackenzie Matthews clears the boards and gives over to Molly Tice as the Evergreens walk it into the front court. Walsall West plays half-court man-to-man defense. Molly Tice goes over into the corner, Mackenzie Matthews. Taylor Hodell high post now and works her way down low. Evergreens spinning, Michaela Poggle, shot too strong, no good. Jasmine Sams gets the rebound. Sams has the ball, calls a set play here. Sams runs the point. She is guarded here by Haley Kroll. Switch off, Sams fights through, she double dribbled. Now they're going to say this is a tie-up. One of the Everest players, that was Haley Kroll, got a hand in there. And on alternating possession, it'll go over to Walsall West. A minute gone here in the first quarter, and there is no score between these two undefeated Valley Conference teams. The Evergreens are 11-1 overall. Walsall West is 6-4, but that's a deceptive 6-4. They've played a tougher schedule. Inbounds pass goes down low. Anna Brown misses her shot. Too strong from close range. Michaela Poggle gets the rebound. And the Evergreens come into the front court. Molly Tice. Tice has her dribble. Now looks for Taylor Hodell down low. Taylor's double-teamed and quickly goes back out. Mackenzie Matthews now has the ball. Work around into the corner to Haley Kroll. And now going back out to Mackenzie Matthews. Evergreens being patient here. Minute and a half gone and still no score between West and Everest. Now down low to Taylor Hodell. Works in the lane, spins from close range, and Taylor Hodell scores. Height advantage, and the Evergreens set up full court pressure. Inbounds to Jasmine Sands. Pushes off, no call into the front court. Now we've got a whistle, and this foul is going to be against DC Everest. And this is a tough foul because as Jasmine broke the press, she's got that arm out and she's pushing off. No call there, but they will call the foul on Mackenzie Matthews, who was moving along with Jasmine Sams. Walsall West inbound underneath. Mackenzie Matthews guarded Renee Slotnick in the Merrill win, but fouled out while doing so. Here's a shot from 15 foot on the left side from Anna Brown. It's good. And we're tied at 2 apiece. And the ball quickly goes out of bounds after the make. We'll have a brief stoppage here while it's retrieved by the referees. Tied 2-2. Evergreens girls basketball brought to you by Tulusky and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. Representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. Molly Tice into the front court. Switches off to Mackenzie Matthews. That's a bad pass. Matthews saves it. Throws it off a Walsall West player. And the Evergreens will keep possession. Good hustle there. She threw it off the body of Katrina Chillar, and the Evergreens will keep it. Bad pass, but Mackenzie Matthews out-hustled the Walsall West opponents. Evergreens will inbound underneath. Molly Tice with a long inbound pass to Michaela Poggle to Taylor Hodell down low, and Taylor Hodell banks it in. The Evergreens might use that height advantage all night. No one matches up with Taylor Hodell. She's got a 4 to 5 inch advantage over anyone that Walsall West puts on the field. And now a double team got a whistle, and we're going to have a foul against Walsall West. They tried to double team Kiera Kolbeck, who was bringing the ball up court. And the foul will go on Haley Kroll. It's her first, team second. Inbound to Jasmine Sams as the Everest defense settles back into a half court man to man. Jasmine Sams with the dribble, trying to set a high screen for her. Taylor Hodell flashed out to provide some defensive help. By the way, Taylor Hodell and Jasmine Sams, Summer League teammates. And here they are, opponents tonight. Here's a long 20-footer. That's a bad look. Kara Kolbeck's shot was no good. Evergreens get the rebound. Mackenzie Matthews. Walsall West, no offensive rebound so far. Evergreens with the ball at a 4-2 lead. Molly Tice works into the corner. Haley Kroll, three ball on the way. That's too long. And rebounded to one and done trip. Raven Heggendorf gets the rebound to West. Long outlet pass. Taylor Hodell almost intercepted. Saved by West, but she traveled. Katrina Chillar unable to gather that in. And it goes back over to D.C. Everest. Both of these teams get the sense of feeling each other out here in the early part of this game. Both teams have made some mistakes, too. As if they're playing a little tight, like they know this is for first place in the conference. Evergreens have the ball back. Molly Tice in the corner. Now goes up high to Mackenzie Matthews. Three ball straight on, and she hit. Actually, they're going to say she was on the line. It's going to be a 2 for Mackenzie Matthews, but it's 6-4. That's the longest view that I have. My setup here is down on the baseline, so it's hard to see just where the three-point line is in that far court. Referee indicated on the line. Driving, running shot for Akira Kolbeck. She misses. Evergreens get the rebound, and we're going to have a loose ball foul here against Wausau West. Evergreens are going to keep possession. They'll have to go the length of the court. Call the foul against Anna Brown. Well, we talked at the start of our broadcast the two storylines. Can Everest contain Jasmine Sam? She's a prolific scorer. She's going to be playing Division I college basketball when she graduates a year from now. Everest in the front court almost threw it away. And can Wausau West do anything with the height of Taylor Hodell? So far, the Taylor Hodell storyline is one up. There's a bad pass, though, a turnover by D.C. Everest. Jasmine Sam's in transition, 15-footer. Should have settled for an outside shot that she missed instead of driving. And the Evergreens get the rebound. Michaela Poggle clears the boards. Evergreens play up-tempo. Molly Tice, now to Taylor Hodell, foul line extended. Goes to the baseline, thought about the three, passing it up. Now a three ball from Haley Kroll, too strong. Taylor Hodell fights for the rebound. She's going to be called over the back. That is Taylor Hodell's first foul and the third on the team. D.C. Everest basketball on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Devorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see Devorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or visit them online at DevorneyOrthodontics.com. With that height advantage, keeping Taylor out of foul trouble is going to be important. Wausau West inbounds underneath. Anna Brown has the ball. Brown still has to go the length of the court, now into Jasmine Sam's hand. Having trouble getting across the timeline. Slips the double team, and we're going to have a reach-in foul. You know what? The contact is being called very closely here. And the fouls have already started to pile up. That is the fourth team foul against D.C. Everest. Hannah Tipple is called for the reach-in. Her first personal foul, non-shooting, inbounded to Jasmine Sam's. Sam's goes over to Anna Brown. She's got the only points so far for Wausau West. An Everest 6-2 lead with 3.5 minutes to play first period. Brown has the ball. And now over to Jasmine Sam's in the corner. She looks to create down low for her teammate. Travel turned it over. Anna Brown shuffled the feet in the lane. Goes back over to D.C. Everest. You know, during this time when Wausau West has been cold, you'd like to see the Evergreens score more. For the first time, West puts on full court pressure. Molly Tice has the ball. They're looking to trap as she comes across the timeline. Bounces over to Hannah Tipple, and into the front court we go. Hannah Tipple to Taylor Hodell, 20 feet away from the basket. Taylor sets a screen, and you know what? Wausau West looks like they have settled into a 2-3 zone here. Well, this will be an interesting look. Now they switch back man-to-man mid-possession. Here's Molly Tice, looks to drive in to Taylor Hodell along the baseline. Hannah Tipple, long three, looked like she was hit, no call, her shot is short. I can't imagine that she missed by that much. That's a no call. Coming back the other way, Wausau West, Anna Brown, set from 15 feet, and she hits. Anna Brown, all four of Wausau West points, and the Everest lead is cut to 6-4. Evergreens again working against full court. Wausau West pressure. Long pass down low to Michaela Poggle. Couldn't handle it. Turned over. Wausau West can tie or take the lead here. 2.5 minutes to play. Pass goes down low looking for Katrina Kalari. Turned over. Evergreens get it. And, oh, they're going to call Taylor Hodell for a travel there in the corner. Taylor Hodell got bodied up right away at other spots in the court that had been called a reach-in foul, but that time they're going to call Taylor Hodell for a travel. Inbounds to Jasmine Sam. Here's a long shot for a tie from Anna Brown. Missed that one. Rebound comes to D.C. Everest and Haley Kroll. Evergreens look to play up-tempo. No, they'll slow it down now. Molly Tice will walk it into the half court. 2:20 to play. Evergreens lead West 6-4 and have possession. Here's Haley Kroll in the corner. Long cross-court pass to Tipple. Now down low to Michaela Poggle. That's a nice pass. Her shot is blocked. Getting the rebound and missing is Taylor Hodell on the putback. Evergreens fight for another offensive rebound. Michaela Poggle got in there and got that ball out. Now looking for Poggle back down low. Bad pass. Turned over. Molly Tice tried to thread the needle and missed. Jasmine Sams with the defense. Long three for the lead. And Jasmine Sams is just hit. And Wausau West gets their first lead of the game, 7-6, and it comes off an Evergreens turnover. Here's Hannah Tipple, almost a bad pass to turn it over. Keep possession. Haley Kroll goes down low to Mackenzie Matthews, who scores. Nope, that's Michaela Poggle down low. Poggle had good position. Evergreens take the lead back, 8-7. Minute and a half to go. Jasmine Sams running, goes right by Taylor Hodell, missed the layup. West gets the rebound, comes out from the foul line extended. Jesse Witkowski is good. 9-8 West, as we've had three lead changes on the last three possessions. See if Walsall West has some defensive stops here in them. As Molly Tice comes down to Taylor Hodel. Taylor's at the foul line, tries to drive in, stripped, and she's fouled. See if they're going to say Taylor Hodel was trying to pass or trying to shoot. I think she's going to earn herself two free throws here. Foul will be on Katie Seiler of Walsall West. And they are going to say that Taylor Hodel was in the act of shooting. Two free throws here. Evergreen's down by one with two from the charity stripe coming. Taylor Hodel's first is good to tie the game. Evergreen's basketball, sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make your rental property easy. Ministry St. Clair's Hospital is a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Free throw for the lead. Taylor Hodel got them both. Evergreen's 10, Warriors 9. And the Evergreens are going to give Taylor Hodel a breather. So the shooter is out on the make. And the Evergreens now set up full court defensive pressure. Sarah Seinebaugh gets the inbounds pass. Almost turned over. Get into the hands of Jasmine Sams. Hannah Kippel looks for double team. Stolen him away from Jasmine Sams. Taken away by Emily Bauman. Evergreens drive. Travel turned right back over. Emily Bauman tried to change hands, and her feet were a little bit ahead of her dribble, and it's called. Comes right back over to Walsall West. It's frustrating. The Evergreens create the turnover and then give it right back. 50 seconds left in the quarter, and Walsall West has the ball trailing by one, 10-9. Jasmine Sams quickly double-teamed. Right there is Mackenzie Matthews, and Jasmine Sams traveled. Second turnover in Jasmine's column today. She has 3 points, and the Evergreens get the ball back. See if the Evergreens hold for one here. Walsall West is settling back into half-court man-to-man defense. And Hannah Tipple brings it across the timeline into the hands of Emily Bauman. Back to Hannah Tipple. Now go back out to Mackenzie Matthews. Half minute to play in the quarter. They swing across to Hannah Tipple, still 30 feet away from the basket. And to Mackenzie Matthews. 25 seconds. Hannah Tipple picked up her dribble. Now go in the corner to Haley Kroll. Taylor Hodel on the bench here. Here's a bad pass. It's thrown into the backcourt. Over and back, turned over to Walsall West. So the Evergreens trying to hold for the final shot. Couldn't even get a look at the basket. West will get the ball with 15 seconds to work with and a one-point deficit for the Warriors. Kira Kolbeck will inbound and goes into Jasmine Sam's hands. This is where she's dangerous, trying to trade off the dribble. Behind the dribble, pulls up from foul line extended. Jasmine Sam hits with 8 seconds left in the quarter. And that gives Walsall West a one-point lead. 3 seconds left into the front court to Hannah Tipple. This will count if it goes, and it rims out no good. These teams look dead even at the end of the first period. It's Walsall West 11, D.C. Everest 10, and you get the feeling right away the little things, turnovers, free throws, are going to determine the winner of this game. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
That's the Walsall West team out. I'm Chris Conley. Walsall West leads D.C. Everest 11-10. Evergreens, though, get the ball to start the second period. And the second period starts with Taylor Hodel right back in there. She's the leading scorer with 6. Jasmine Sands has 5 for the Warriors, including that late bucket to give her team the lead in the closing seconds of the first period. Long 3-pointer for the lead. That's a misfire from Mackenzie Matthews. Out of bounds. Last touched by D.C. Everest. Turned over to Walsall West. biggest lead of the game has been D.C. Everest, up by 4. Walsall West's biggest lead has been 1. And we've seen 5 lead changes in the first quarter. Off the inbounds pass, stripped and turned over to D.C. Everest. Going down to get that ball for the Evergreens was, let's see, who went down there and get that? That was Mackenzie Matthews, saving the possession. Molly Tice has the ball up high. Tice goes back over to Mackenzie Matthews. See if they set up Taylor Hodell down low. Got that height advantage. There it is, to Taylor Hodell. They're going to call her. They're going to call Taylor Hodell for a push-off as she received the ball. Oh, my. And that is going to be... No, they're going to call Michaela Poggle. They're going to say Michaela Poggle had her elbow extended as the ball was going down low. She was trying to set a screen for Taylor Hodell. If that foul went against Taylor, it would have been her second. Then it's Michaela Poggle's first. But the ball is turned over to Walsall West. Katrina Chyler is in the front court, now goes over to Jasmine Sams. Sams is guarded by Molly Tice. Now they switch off, and Haley Kroll's got her there. That's a mismatch. Driving down low. Shot is blocked by Haley Kroll. Walsall West gets possession. Travel and turned over to D.C. Everett. Erin Vardonner got the loose ball and traveled for Walsall West. After Haley Kroll gets the block. Evergreens trailing by 1. They get the ball back with 7 minutes until halftime. Evergreens, though, have not scored for about 2 minutes here of playing time. Turned the ball over on their last three possessions. Here's Molly Tice. Now to Taylor Hodell down low. Boy, Taylor Hodell got loose and scored. And the Evergreens get the lead back. Taylor's got 8. Evergreens lead 12-11. Jasmine Sams quickly into the front court. Shot pass blocked from behind. Erin Vardonner got the pass, and that was swatted out of bounds by Mackenzie Matthews. Nice defense. And they're going to call, oh my, they're going to call Michaela Poggle for a foul there. It's the 6th team foul. That sure looked clean up top. Erin Vardonner is going to get a pair, and I'm not sure she deserves them. Well, she missed her first. One more to come, and on a make, this game would be tied. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Second free throw. She got that one, and this game is tied 12-12 with 6:40 to play in the second quarter. Walsall West been alternating between half-court and full-court pressure. Full-court pressure here. Jasmine Sams makes the steal, but she's going to be called for a foul. The Evergreens were trying to pass up high to Taylor Hodell, and Jasmine Sams banged her. It's her first. That is the 3rd team foul. Evergreens non-shooting. They'll inbound along the sideline right in front of the bench, and head coach Matt Bullock, who has seen his team lose to this Walsall West team twice last season. Evergreens look to break the pressure. Long pass from Molly Tice. It's turned over. Getting a hand in there to disrupt it was Erin Vardonner. Jasmine Sams has it coming back the other way. Evergreens are going to need to cut down on the turnovers if they want to win this game. Again, against 2 evenly matched teams. 4-0 Evergreens, 3-0 Warriors. Winner here will be in sole possession of first place in the Valley Conference. Dribbling up high is Kara Kolbeck, almost threw it away. Raven Heckendorf saves the possession. Now down low to Chilar. And now to Jasmine Sands. Runs into Taylor Hodell and scores. Taylor did a good job not bodying up and getting the foul there. Jasmine's got 7. Warriors by 2. Evergreens break the pressure into the front court. Mackenzie Matthews, bad pass, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Jasmine Sands. You know, Jasmine Sands scores a lot, but her defense is pretty solid, too. You can just tell of all the players there, Jasmine's not the tallest, but she's got the fastest motor. She's a little ball of energy out there. And the Evergreens are going to take a timeout here. This will be a 30-second timeout. Jasmine Sams knocked the ball out of bounds, so the Evergreens will keep possession, with the Warriors leading 14-12 and 5:47 to play until halftime. D.C. Everest girls basketball is brought to you by InterCity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. InterCity State Bank, come bank with us. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Walsall. And the Marshfield Clinic, a proud sponsor of high school sports on Fox Sports Radio. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. This is the first of 2 boys and girls doubleheader. I'm Chris Conley, and once the girls wrap up, 20 minutes later, D.C. Everest boys against Walsall West. The West boys are still looking for their first win in Valley Conference play, but they will have a height advantage against D.C. Everest. That'll make the game interesting. Evergreen's inbound, picking up her dribble. Haley Kroll almost pulled it over, turned it over. Got into Molly Tice. Down low, in traffic, Mackenzie Matthews, and scores. Mackenzie Matthews fought through a double team there. They were rotating down low, and she was still able to get the shot off. Full court pressure now into the front court. Kara Kolbeck picked up her dribble, finds Jasmine Sams, drives in transition, pulls up 10-footer. That's an open look, and she scores. Jasmine Sams doesn't miss those. She has 9 points, and so far, Jasmine Sams has not been contained. Taylor Hodell with 8, Sams for 9, and the Walsall West Warriors are back up by 2, 16-14. They pick up half-court defense. Evergreen swing with a long pass to Haley Kroll in the corner, looking down low to Michaela Poggle, knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Walsall West. Evergreens will keep the ball. Hannah Tipple will check back in, and Molly Tice will come out. Taylor Hodell has not had a touch in the last two and a half minutes or so. And again, Taylor Hodell at 6'4", big height advantage. Inbounds pass was going to Taylor. Hodell skips through her hands. Mackenzie Matthews retrieves it. Thought about the open three and decided against it. Now to Hannah Tipple, to Haley Kroll. They are looking for Taylor Hodell as a cutter. Now they post her up at the foul line. Extra pass down low and off the hands of Michaela Poggle. Turned over. Yeah, turnovers are up in this game for DC Everest. They're going to look back. If this game is nick and tuck in the fourth quarter, the Evergreens are going to look at some of these turnovers in the first half and wish they had them back. Long pass saved by Raven Heckendorf. Gives up to her teammate Katie Seiler, and she scores. This is Walsall West's biggest lead of the game. They're up 18-14. You get the feeling the Evergreens don't want to fall further behind. Into the front court, Taylor Hodell. Taylor almost traveled there. In fact, she wants to give up that ball. Yeah, that's a good move. Mackenzie Matthews now has it. Now into Hannah Tipple's hands. They're looking for Taylor Hodell down low. Swing to the weak side. Mackenzie passed up the three-pointer. Now Hannah Tipple drives in. She's open. Banks it in. Nice drive by Hannah Tipple. 18-16. And on the inbound pass, almost knocked out of bounds. Unable to catch up with it was Haley Kroll. It's going to stay with Walsall West. Evergreens with full court pressure on each make so far in this game. Inbounds now to Jasmine Sams. Hannah Tipple drives with her. Jasmine Sams drives in and drew a foul. And Jasmine Sams, you know what? If one of the Evergreens defenders could get her feet set, you could get a charge called against Jasmine Sams. Instead, Hannah Tipple has picked up her second, and that's the team's seventh. And Jasmine Sams is going to get a pair of free throws. Has the ball in hand, and her first free throw is good. Jasmine's got a good all-around game, we mentioned that. Solid on defense, which you don't hear a lot when you're averaging 20 points a night. She's also a solid free-throw shooter. She has one more coming. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a Valley Communities Credit Union branch near you, see valleycommunities.org. Jasmine Sam's second free-throw jinxed her. She missed it. Out of bounds to D.C. Everest. 19-16, West leads. Evergreens will get the ball, so they can cut to one on this possession or tie with a three. And Walsall West picks up full court pressure, inbounded to Hannah Tipple, back to Haley Kroll. And Haley Kroll gets it back, and Hannah Tipple in the corner. Got to get it across the timeline here to Taylor Hodell. They post up high, pass down low, and from 10 feet, shot too strong for Mackenzie Matthews. Loose on the floor, got a whistle and a loose ball foul. If it's against Everest, we're going to walk down to the other end of the court for a 1-1. And Mackenzie Matthews has just been called for her second. Team fouls are now 8 against DC Everest and 3 against Walsall West. So the Warriors are getting to the foul line much more. And Katie Seiler is going to go to the free throw line. So 1-1 here. Walsall West so far from the free throw line is 2-4. So Seiler looks to build on a three-point lead. Toes the line and dribbles, looking for the front end of a 1-1, and she makes it. Shooter's roll, hit the front end, and got it to go over the lip of the rim. Now we are at 20-14. Eyes the basket for a second, and she missed that one. Rebound comes to DC Everest and Michaela Poggle. 20-16, this ties Walsall West's biggest lead. Evergreens have the ball, though, into the front court. Now to Hannah Tipple, works around, and Molly Tice thought about the three, decided against it. The only three in the game so far is one back in the first quarter from Jasmine Sams. Evergreens are 0-2 from behind the arc. In the corner, Haley Kroll goes back up high to Molly Tice. See if they can get Taylor Hodel her touches down here. Haley Kroll has it, work around to Hannah Tipple. She was open for the three, passed it up, looks to drive along the baseline. There's contact there, and Hannah Tipple's going to get herself two free throws. Sarah Soyenboss cut her off along the baseline, but Hannah Tipple was looking to pull up for that 10-footer, and Hannah Tipple will get a pair. Sarah Soyenboss is a freshman. She's kind of a project for Walsall West because she's their tallest player at 6'2", and they don't have her matching up there with Taylor Hodel. Hannah Tipple's first free throw rims out. No good. Hannah will get one more. Evergreens Basketball, sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. They remind you that where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits. CCUWalsall.com missed the second. Taylor Hodel gets the rebound, and she is fouled. This is going to be a non-shooting foul. The Evergreens are going to be inbounding underneath. And Sarah Soyenboss, the freshman, has just picked up her second. It is the team's fifth. Evergreens, after the two missed free throws, will get to inbound underneath their own basket. And the inbounds pass comes in to Haley Kroll. Now up high to Michaela Poggle. Works around back to Haley Kroll. Now to Hannah Tipple. Go over to Emily Bauman, who's getting some touches here. Now down low to Taylor Hodel, and she missed a spinning shot. Taylor Hodel is a little further away from the basket than she realized. When she got the ball, her back was turned to the basket, and she missed. Rebound comes over to D.C., to Walsall West. Jasmine Sam, pull-up 10-footer, missed off the back bracket. Taylor Hodel with the rebound. 2:45 to play in the half. Evergreens trail by four, but they have the ball back. Here's Hannah Tipple. Tipple goes over to Emily Bauman. Tipple now working around, thinking about the three with Haley Kroll. Back to Tipple. Taylor Hodel actually looks a little winded. She hasn't had a lot of touches. She sets the screen down low to Michaela Poggle, who spins and misses. Taylor Hodel fights for the loose ball, comes out. Evergreen safe possession. Came out long to Hannah Tipple. Three ball from the corner from Haley Kroll. Rims out, no good. Offensive rebound from Michaela Poggle. Third crack at the basket this possession. Hannah Tipple's got it. Now to Molly Tice. And driving along the baseline, Haley Kroll. Extra pass, pull up 10-footer from Michaela Poggle. No good. Walsall West gets the rebound. Jasmine Sams. We've got a whistle, and Walsall West wants a timeout. This timeout kind of makes sense because they're already on a four-point lead for the Warriors, their biggest of the game, so they're looking to go up by their biggest margin here, and they want to be careful with this possession. We'll keep it right here with 2:03 to play until halftime. The Warriors are leading D.C. Everest 20-16. And in this second quarter, the Evergreens have been outscored 9-2. Take that back. They've been outscored 9-6. Statman's on vacation here. This is the first of three high school basketball games on Fox Sports Radio. D.C. Everest and Walsall West boys to follow around 8 o'clock. And then we have a tape-delayed Walsall East game. Tom King is up in Merrill for Lumberjacks and Blue Jays. That game should start around 9:30 or 9:45. Time is back in. Walsall West has the ball. It's inbounded to Jasmine Sam. Set a screen for her. Tries to fight through along the baseline. Drives. There's contact. She misses. Jasmine Sam's going to get free throws. And oh my, I think they're going to get Michaela Poggle for her third foul here. It is. It is Michaela Poggle's third, trying to cut off Jasmine Sam's along the baseline. So I believe Michaela Poggle will probably sit for the rest of the half. We'll keep her on the floor now. Jasmine Sam's first of two is good. And now it's a five-point Walsall West lead. Walsall West beat D.C. Everest twice last year. West was a 56-44 winner at the Everest Fieldhouse. And then on this floor, Walsall West was a 46-39 winner. That was the second-to-last game of the season and eliminated the Evergreens from any possibility of a conference championship. Second free throw is a miss. Evergreens get the rebound. Caitlin Schmall is in. Down low to Taylor Hodel. Nice pass. Taylor Hodel scores. She has 10, and the Evergreens are within 3. Minute 40 to play in the half. Jasmine Sam's up-tempo into the front court. Pass over to Jesse Weiss-Coffey and misses. That's a long three that was a bad shot. Evergreens fight for the rebound, and it's tied up. We're going to have a jump ball. And an alternating possession, goes to Walsall West. Looked like Caitlin Schmall had that ball, but she didn't secure it, didn't wrap it up. Held it out in front of her, and one of the Walsall West players got her arms around it, too. Jasmine Sams on the inbounds pass, drives in, pulls up in traffic, and scores off the backboard. Jasmine Sams has not been contained in this game. 23-18, back to a 5-point lead for Walsall West. Pressure shifting back here to D.C. Everest to Mack. He's got a whistle on the baseline, traveling, and it's turned over. Haley Kroll looking for some room along the baseline, and she was called for the travel, a costly turnover. And Walsall West, up 23-18, gets the ball back. Now some pressure shifts back to the D.C. Everest defense. They're going to pick up full court here. Substitution stoppage, and now Walsall West inbounds to Jasmine Sams. This has been the Jasmine Show. Kira Kolbeck into the front court, almost turned over, goes back to Jasmine Sams. They go to her every time they're in trouble, but this time she traveled. She was trying to draw contact against Emily Bauman. That's a defensive mismatch, but she didn't set her feet, and when she dragged that back pivot foot, turned over to D.C. Everest. Evergreens needed that turnover. More importantly, they need to score off it. 23-18 West. Evergreens inbound. West picks up full court pressure. Bounce to Molly Tice. She breaks it on the dribble. Cross court pass to Emily Bauman. Pull up 10-footer. That's short. Taylor Hodell could not get the rebound. West clears the board. Katie Seiler got the rebound. And Walsall West up by 5. 50 seconds left. They could go into the locker room with their biggest lead of the game. Knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Molly Tice, but she's the last to touch it. Walsall West will keep possession. 47 seconds left in the game. In the half, rather. At halftime, we'll preview some upcoming broadcasts, talk a little about the boys' game, which follows our girls' action here. Plays back in. Jesse Weiss Coffee pulls up. That's short. Evergreens get the rebound. Molly Tice. 30 seconds left. Evergreens try and play in transition. Bounce pass to Haley Cole. She is fouled as she goes in for what would have been a layup. They were not going to give her the uncontested basket. And Katie Seiler is going to be called for her second. That is the sixth team foul. So should the Evergreens be fouled again, they'll make their way to the free throw line. Haley Kroll is going to get a pair here with 30 seconds left until halftime and the Evergreens trailing by 5. All right, chance to cut into this deficit with the clock stopped. Haley Kroll does not get to the free throw line a lot. Her first free throw is up and in. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Ace Hardware Weston, more than a hardware store. A team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. One more for Haley Kroll, and she got them both. Nice job, Haley. 23-20. Walsall West faces full-court Evergreens defense, inbounded to Anna Brown. Brown bounces over to Jesse Wyskowski. And now into the front court, Anna Brown, whistle, and a foul as she started her move along the baseline. See if they're going to call this a shooting foul or if we're going to have a one-and-one here. Taylor Hodell has picked up her second. Doesn't matter, double bonus. It's going to be two free throws regardless for Anna Brown. Brown has 4 already, and she makes her first free throw, 24-20. On a make or a miss, 21 seconds left in the second quarter. Brown eyes the basket for her second free throw. Got them both. Back to a 5-point lead for the Warriors. 25-20, Evergreens in the backcourt. Molly Tice almost carried that ball. No call. Haley Kroll got a whistle. And, well, there's a makeup call if you ever saw one. They're going to call Haley Kroll for a travel. And it goes back to Walsall West. 15 seconds left, and Walsall West will get another crack at the basket. See if they can go into the locker room with their biggest lead of the game. Anna Brown along the baseline, cut off. Over to Kiara Kolbeck. Kolbeck's shot is good from along the baseline. With just 6 seconds left, it's a 7-point lead. Evergreens hurry. Here's Hannah Tipple driving, pulling up from the foul line, missing. Taylor O'Dell, the putback will count if it goes. No good. Goes off the rim. And we come to halftime with Walsall West sitting on their biggest lead of the night. Walsall West outplayed the Evergreens in the second quarter after an even first quarter. At intermission, it's the Warriors 27, D.C. Everest 20. So the Evergreens have some work to do in the locker room and in the second half of this game. We'll look at our leading scorers, preview some of our upcoming broadcasts. As Coach Matt Bullis said, he's quoted a couple of times in the media, read him in the newspaper, and we had a chance to see him. You know, both of these teams were profiled by the TV stations in their evening sports reports. Coach Bullis's quote for the entire week was, no one is going to win the conference tonight, win or lose. These teams do meet again, and the team that loses assuming that neither club stumbles, could come back and tie the other team in the standings with a win when they meet again down the stretch in February. Still, you'd love to have the inside track, and right now that belongs to Walsall West. At halftime, West 27, D.C. Everest 20. This is girls basketball, and we're back after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.